Welcome back. The winning formula with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com shortly. But first, we have a treat for you, courtesy of DraftKings. Our extra point this week, handicapping the Oakland Raiders, has some local flavor. He's our friend Paul Charchian.
Normally, I'm a Viking fan, but today I represent the adversary, the Oakland Raiders. And how dedicated am I? That's right. That's how deep we're going with Oakland Raiders today. We begin by talking about the Raiders' offensive line. Under the tutelage of former Viking head coach Mike Tice, they've actually got one of the best offensive lines in football. Derek Carr getting sacked on just 3% of his dropbacks. That is the third best number in the entire NFL and represents a real challenge for the Vikings' defensive line that's accustomed to getting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Speaking of Derek Carr, quietly should be in the conversation for league MVP. He's got the Raiders in the playoff hunt, something we haven't been able to say for some of our lifetimes, and 19 touchdowns against just 4 interceptions for Derek Carr. He's got 2 very good receivers to throw to, Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. Almost identical stats for both of them. It means that the Vikings can't just put Xavier Rhodes on one of them and try to shut one guy down. They gotta play both guys honestly. That will be a challenge. Teddy Bridgewater just 6 passing touchdowns so far this year, but should have a great day of success against possibly the worst secondary in all of the NFL. Teddy, poised for a breakout game. This could be the one. One matchup to watch for Viking fans, it's slot receiver Jarius Wright against arguably the worst slot corner in the NFL, DJ Hayden. That's a matchup Teddy Bridgewater can exploit. And that's everything you need to know about this week's adversary, the Oakland Raiders.
Arrgh! Thank you, Charch. Paul Charchian and LeagueSafe.com with the extra point. Now to the winning formula courtesy of Verizon and Wabi from Vikings.com. Charcha provided us with some great minutiae, some great information. Thanks, Charch. What'd you take out of it?
Well, everyone talking about the Oakland Raiders offense, how explosive it's been. They've scored 30-plus points in the last 3 games and how great the Vikings defense has been. But something Charch said about the Raiders defense has got me a little bit excited. Maybe this is a day where the Vikings offense can get back on track. And I'm not saying it has to be to the extent that the Pittsburgh Steelers were able to do it, but a little bit more than what we've been seeing the last few weeks from the Vikings offense may be in order today against this Raiders defense.
You know, wide receivers coach George Stewart with the Minnesota Vikings. He's been here 9 years. He's coached in the NFL for 27 years. George told me some of the big keys to winning consistently on the road, make sure you travel with a very good defense and a very good special teams. Because if the defense is good, it keeps the crowd quiet. And if the special teams is good, it works with field position. We're squared away with both.
I totally agree with that. Those 2 phases for the Vikings have been outstanding. Now, if we want to get nitpicky, what can we do with the Vikings defense? How about force more turnovers? I think that's something that Mike Zimmer and that coaching staff would like to see their players do.
Gets the snap, steps up in the pocket, gets away from the pressure, ball's hit, it's a fumble! Vikings ball deep in Chargers territory.
Now, you don't want guys to go out of body and get out of their lanes and not be disciplined. You want them to play within the defense, but maybe if the pass rush can get home, we'll see a strip sack or two. Maybe Xavier Rhodes and Captain Munnerlyn and Terrence Newman, with how tight they've been playing in coverage, maybe they get their hands on an interception or 2 this week. That would be a great thing, and maybe that's the way you kickstart the Vikings offense. You give them a short field, a sudden change for the Raiders defense, and now you've got something going offensively.
And while the Vikings definitely need to generate more turnovers, it is fair to note the team is 2nd in the NFL with third down defense, giving up first downs at like a 29.5% clip. So that's been fantastic. And as we heard Paul Charchian say, Derek Carr, quarterback for the Raiders, quietly is a fringe player in MVP conversation with the season he's had. He has Amari Cooper. He has Michael Crabtree. They have a nice running game. That offensive line you showed us in the film room, holy cow, that's a big line, one of the better in the NFL. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, early on this season, I think the Raiders relied more on some of those wide receiver screens. Since then, they've opened things up a little bit. I mean, Derek Carr can make every single throw you need a quarterback to make. So the Vikings defense will have its hands full. Of course, you're playing on the road. Interesting, Paul, that the team came out to California a day earlier than they normally travel to a location, trying to get acclimated. Maybe they can pick up a victory here on the West Coast, something they haven't done in several seasons. But the Vikings bring with them a 4-game winning streak to Oakland today, a 5-game winning streak, and now you've really got something cooking next week when the Green Bay Packers come to town.